This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's 7 at the hour. Another opportunity for us to move mountains, to win friends, to influence people, to amass a fortune.
Well, I'm not sure about
fortuna.
That.
Fortuna.
Yes, thoughts are things, so think in those areas and you'll be A-okay. Very important during retrograde, too, to have strong thoughts and feelings and to act on them. Hopefully that's the case. Jennifer Horn is here. She got strong opinions and strong thoughts. That's why she's here. Victoria Keelan as well expresses herself very well. Kara Schillen is all wet, but just today. Normally she's not all wet at all. She's normally on top of it. And she, even though she is all wet, she's on top of it. So we have a great combination of people who are here to witness reality. Jennifer, what's your reality?
Well, it's All-Star Week for Major League Baseball, and one of the big stars of baseball is actually speaking out against the league. Houston Astros pitcher Justin Verlander blamed the league's uptick in home runs on baseballs that he calls juiced. He made the claim during an interview with ESPN. He said that baseballs in Major League Baseball have been juiced or altered because they are manufactured by a Major League Baseball-owned company. This is kind of interesting. He was really fired up about it. He called it a blanking joke. He said Major League Baseball is turning this game into a joke. They own Rawlings. Well, he didn't say blanking, but he said the, you know what he said. He said that they own Rawlings and that you have the Major League Baseball Commissioner, Rob Manfred, up here saying it might be the way they center the pill. Well, they own the blanking company. We all know what happened.
What's Rawlings?
Rawlings is the company that makes baseballs.
Baseballs, yeah.
Okay. Manfred said the first time he came in that he'd want more offense. All of a sudden, he comes in, the balls are juiced. It's not a coincidence. We're not idiots. So the claim is, over the last several years in baseball, they've been cracking down, zero tolerance, on players using performance-enhancing drugs, right? Remember, right. There were a lot of home runs being hit when you had Barry Bonds and all that, Mark McGwire, yeah. All these other players who were using
Sammy
drugs.
Sosa.
Yep. Right, to alter their performance. Well, you're having just as many home runs, if not more, being hit now, and with these no drug policies, people are going, what's going on? Well, baseball's trying to say, well, this is just a sign of the times, but according to Justin Verlander, who called him out, he said they're altering the way, and he's a pitcher, so if anybody's going to touch baseballs for a living, it's this guy, said that baseballs are being made differently so that they are hit out of the park a whole lot more. There's a spike in home runs that have been going on for at least 2 years, and that coincides directly with when Major League Baseball purchased the Rawlings company this last summer. So the spike in home runs, spike in the way baseballs are made. Could it be?
Aha.
I hadn't thought about it, but Justin Verlander chose All-Star Week to really call out Major League Baseball for this.
And good for him, because I've been reading for at least a couple of months, a lot of former pitchers and players have been talking about this, and this is also, and there is a direct correlation. There's no, to me, this is, I don't know how you can even refute this,
duh.
But in minor league, this is the first year that the minor leagues are using Major League Baseballs, and the spike in home runs is off the charts in the minors. So there is absolutely a correlation between the way the balls are being stitched. They're super tight. They're like wound as tight as a golf ball at this point. And there is a direct correlation, and so many sports writers have been talking about this, and I'm glad that Justin Verlander, who has a huge platform, I'm glad that he's talking about it too, because this is something that it's good for the game, it's good for the audience, I guess, and I'm sure Major League
Exciting.
Baseball would
right.
say, of course, when you're going to see a bunch of homers, that's fun. But if you think about the records that this is affecting. When you look at someone's stats now compared to when someone had to hit basically a basketball through the air. If you look at, if you're going to have somebody challenging Babe Ruth's record, or if you go back through the history of baseball, that's where it's really detrimental. It's fun for right now, and if you're in the, if you're in the stadiums, it's if you're a spectator, sure, you want to see a bunch of homers, you can catch a bunch of balls, it's fun, but the overall history of the sport is really in jeopardy.
I want to use golf balls instead of baseballs. I want to see the pitcher throw a golf ball and see the batter hit the ball. I want to see what happens. Anybody ever do that? I think that'd be fun to watch. Or try with a basketball, any kind of a ball. Let's see what happens.
Well, the tighter the ball is wound and sewn, the farther it's going to fly. So that's what's, and that's what's happening. And I think that, and there are some former players who are analysts, and I forget, there's one guy in particular who made a really kind of interesting point. He said, you can even watch batters who step up to the plate, they take a swing, and you can tell by their facial expression that they know that they didn't hit it right. But yet the ball still turns out to be a home run, and then they're surprised. So that's a huge moment right there. When you connect with the ball, you're feeling like, oh, that's not good. That's not going to go where I want it to go. And then it turns out to be a home run anyway. That's not
right. Captain Curmudgeon here. Am I the only one, or are there other people? Is there a thing about the way baseball players look? Maybe because I grew up in the Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle era, when everybody had to have a haircut and look the part. Some of these guys look like they're out of the Star Wars bar scene. The hair,
I think the Yankees still have the rule. Don't the Yankees still have the rule where they have to be clean shaven? And thank God for that, because some of these players...
It's like Grizzly Adams on the pitch. It's
right. I don't know. I feel like I'm old-fashioned. Maybe I'm old-fashioned like you, Doug, but show some respect for the game. After the game, do all of that stuff.
The only thing that I cannot stand are these pajama uniforms. And they literally look like they're in pajamas. I just said that to Lewis, my husband, who's a sports producer. We were just watching baseball last night. He was watching the Home Run Derby. And it drives me nuts that they've got these baggy, saggy pants
that are tight, puddled
around their ankles.
Yeah.
They look like they're in their pajamas. They literally look like they're just wearing sweatpants. And I don't understand, when did the uniforms change that much that everybody looks like a slob?
Here's a little hint for management. In baseball, you want to get women into the park to look at the guys in their tight butts just
tighten
like they do when they go to the football game.
And all the guys are fat. I'm just going to say it. How many baseball players are seriously overweight right now? I think it's the pitcher for the Mets. He's like obese. I don't even understand how can he even run the bases? I don't get it.
He doesn't have to. He's a pitcher.
I guess.
Right.
He needs power.
Right, so
he needs power.
There's our overview of the game at the moment. Yeah. Happy baseball midterm, if you will. More people in the news right after this here on the DJV program.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Sandbar port side.
What?
Sandbar port side.
What side?
Port side.
Where?
Port side. The left. Port me left.
Got it. Left.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Just say left.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Salton, brought to you by ASUS.
So you've probably heard of those trendy DNA kits. They're affordable, easy to use, and they can open up a ton of information about you and your family history and your ancestry. We're joined on the line by Brad Argent. He's a global spokesperson for Ancestry.
So what Ancestry does, and I'm sure many of the listeners out there will be familiar with Ancestry as a family history company. We've been in the family history space since the mid-1980s. We are about helping people tell the story of themselves. What DNA does is the ability for people to be able to find out something about themselves, stepping back through the generations, finding records, and sometimes, surprisingly, other stories.
All you do is provide a small saliva sample when that DNA kit comes in the mail. It's only $99 at AncestryDNA.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money, 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 money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. That's that story. The story of Jeffrey Epstein, maybe one of the biggest leeches to come down the pike in a long time. More charges against him, indictments galore. He allegedly used his victims, these young girls, what, 13, 14 years old, to recruit other minors so he can do his thing with them. He had a trove of nude photographs of girls. And
he likes massages. That's what he would do, is naked massages, apparently. Ugh.
Wow, but wasn't he convicted of prostitution about 10 years ago?
Yeah, but he cut a deal. He cut a deal in Florida, and now he somehow avoided anything very serious, and he's been out and about, and people have known about him forever. And it's amazing to me it took this long to catch
time
up.
Coming.
Bad guy. Yep.
New York finally busted him, so I hope this guy goes away forever.
Bad guy. Eric, is it Swalwell? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Swalwell, yep, he's out.
Yeah, right. He's leaving the presidential race, dropping out. He's from California.
Maybe because you don't know how to pronounce his name.
Right, Swalwell. Swalwell, yeah.
That's part of the problem when people don't know how to say your name after about 3 months of a presidential campaign. Yeah.
He took a shot at Joe Biden, I remember that, saying, time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. I'd give him a kick in the butt if it was me.
He's passing the torch all the way home.
I thought it was pretty funny, but, you know.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, it's an age thing, maybe. As much as anything else.
It gets less funny in about 20 years.
Well, that's fine, you know. In 20 years, maybe I'll be ready to pass the torch on after I've married, you know, a super rich guy. But.
Really? Is that all it takes? You're just looking for money? Huh? That's it.
Sure.
I would never have accused you of being shallow, ever. That's shallow.
Well, go for it. Sure.
All right.
Go ahead.
An older rich guy or somebody your own age?
I don't know.
She could get one of those, like, emo.com guys who's totally her age.
What's emo.com? I don't know.
Emo is, like, you know, super, like, in touch with his feelings and emotional. So emo
comes with those
people.
So, like, she totally.
Hold on.
She could get. Okay, this is the guy I picture Karen
ending up with. I'm an emo. Then I'm an emo guy.
Yeah.
I'm in touch with
you.
I can't stand when people are in touch with their feelings.
You're not emo. No. Emo, yeah. A skinny, like, Silicon Valley emo.com guy.
Like a metrosexual
loaded.
Guy?
Yes. Yeah, but no one says that anymore. But yes, but something similar to that is what I picture Kara marrying.
And those pencil suits like What's his face wears on CNN? Is that the way we were talking about? Somebody looks like
who?
That? Anderson Cooper wears those pencil suits like the... They're all tied, like they were wrapped around their body. They don't have no...
Like they're
no
fitted?
That's what my husband wears, too. That's what everyone wears now.
I don't wear those. I'm not wearing those.
You don't have a suit unless it's corduroy.
Yes, I do. No, I have suits. 21 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time in this hour of your DJB program with your Jennifer Horn, your Victoria Keelan, your Kara Schillen, your Doug Steffen, Garth Brooks, diving into a seven-city bar tour in honor of Dive Bar, his new single with Blake Shelton. The two of them are going out together, right? Aren't they doing this together, or is it just Garth?
If they are, I would love to travel to see it.
Yeah.
They are doing some stuff together, for sure.
I thought they were doing something. Dates. We talked about that the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke broke the news on his weekly Facebook fan chat inside Studio G. Seven City Tour kicks off next week in Chicago, the only city announced so far. He's teaming up with Seagram's Seven Crown, which he said is picking the cities they are traveling to. And man, can you imagine the kind of dough? When you have a sponsored tour like this, the company guarantees you'll get X amount of income from no matter what happens. That's how solidly they believe in this guy. Brooks, who is in the first year of a three-year stadium.
Yeah. I don't think Garth needs the money, but he's going to sell out wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah. And that's where the big money is in performing. Local country radio stations in every market are attached to this event as well. On Monday, Chicago Country Station announced the Chicago venue, how fans could get tickets. Dive Bar, by the way, the song, has debuted at number 16 on the country airplay chart, making it his second highest starting song among his 90 songs that have been released as singles in his career. Wow. Blake Shelton joins Brooks in Boise. That was it. I remember that. Yeah, we said he was going to be in Boise on the 19th. To perform their duet together. It's Friday, next Friday. Shelton, let's see here. Dive Bar has only been available at radio stations going to be streaming on Amazon starting Prime Day, which also is next week, right? I think it's next Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bob Brooks' dive bar days are long past him in reality. He still squeezes in a date every so often. Most recently at Layla's on Nashville's famed Lower Broadway as part of Country Radio.
Or Lower Broadway.
Would I say Lower?
Yeah. Not Lower. Like that Lower. Yeah. It's Lower Broadway in Nashville.
Okay. Got it. All right, so that's good. Always good to hear Garth Brooks tell. I think it's exciting, too, Jennifer, to have him together with Shelton. I think that'd be good.
It took a long time for them to get together. So
both have great personalities, very warm, very likable. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Speaking of likable, Tanya Tucker next up in the musical spotlight. She's got an album release.
I have to tell you, I love Tanya Tucker. You guys may not know this, but I love her. She's one of my faves. Listen to that voice. Come on.
Well, she's a senior player country world. Tanya Tucker playing the first of three intimate shows in celebration of While I'm Living. It's her first LP in 17 years. Excuse me. She's going to be on stage in Nashville August 22nd. With more performances September 17th at the Bowery Ballroom in New York and October 16th at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. That's a hell of a
maybe I should go there. Venue. Those are really good small venues.
Yeah.
At least Bowery Ballroom in New York. That's a great place.
Well, the Troubadour is a fun place. It's been around forever. Tickets and VIP packages for the upcoming shows go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock local time. Tanya Tucker from Texas. First into the mainstream when she was 15 years old with a Rolling Stone cover story, debuted her new video for Hard Luck, filmed at American Legion Post 82 in East Nashville, featuring her co-producer Shooter Jennings and Brandi Carlile. A lot of good stuff for Tanya Tucker, good for her. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An appeals court in New Orleans has taken up the Affordable Care Act. Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins urged the court to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. The state argued that when Congress enacted President Trump's tax overhaul, it rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional by doing away with penalties for not having insurance as mandated in the law. Mark Rylander is with the Texas Attorney General's office.
When the law was stripped of its revenue-raising penalty, the mandate and the entire law are now unconstitutional.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and other Democrats are pushing to preserve it.
133 million Americans will potentially be vulnerable to massive premium increases.
It's still not known when the court will make its ruling. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a really big show. It always is. Big time. The DJV program. Jennifer Horn is big time, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. She's working her way into the big time. She's getting more mature and doing a better job of picking out boys, so that's good. It's all good. All good. Victoria and her fabulous laugh. Okay, so we got a couple of here come the judge. Here come the judge. You be the first one with your judge story, then I got another judge story for you.
Could you sing that theme song again?
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Remember that? Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I have absolutely.
What is that from? I don't know that reference.
An old song from the mid 70s. Here comes the judge. And it was, I think it was used in a movie, too, if I'm not mistaken. But it was done by what would have been the rapper of the day. I'm trying to remember who the heck it was. Yeah, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
I don't think it was a rapper.
Here come
the judge.
No, it was some
soul.
Silly singer. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've we've managed to age ourselves. I'd forgotten that you would have known that, Jennifer, but it must have been because your father was a disc jockey like I was when he was younger.
Before my time, for sure.
Way before
my time.
Yes, let's not get over, not overplay your part, not that far before your time. So, here's the judge. This is a judge who gets what he deserves, Ray. I think that's what's going to happen here, right, Victoria?
Well, I don't know. I don't like...
Frustrating.
I don't like... It is very frustrating. I don't like wishing negative things on people. But in this case, it does seem justified. So what we're talking about is a New Jersey judge who's actually in my county, in Monmouth County, New Jersey.
By the way, let me bracket this. This is, for those of you who sometimes are in and out, this is a story that really matters. So please listen for a moment or two as Victoria tells the story, because it matters.
Yeah, so Monmouth County Superior Court Judge James Troiano, he denied a request for a 16-year-old boy accused of raping an intoxicated 16-year-old girl to be tried as an adult. Now, this happened last year. Part of his reason for leniency in this case was that the boy came from, quote, a good family, was in an excellent school, and was a candidate for a good college. Sure. Now, this judge is receiving death threats, and there have been multiple calls for him to resign. Now, other judges are piping in on this, saying he should resign. There are politicians saying the same thing. This case has gone
judges
national.
Judges elected there or appointed?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I should know that. Now that I'm in Jersey, but yeah, I don't know. I think they're appointed. I don't think they're elected. And so, essentially, this is just a horrendous case. The New York Times picked up this story, and then that's really how it kind of went national. They say that a lot of people are now reporting that this guy says that his family is under siege and he's receiving death threats because of his leniency towards this guy. There's a petition on change.org that demands that the New Jersey State Assembly impeach him. So, impeach means he was elected?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
a good question. I got to look that up.
Sure.
Don't know.
Yeah.
And so, essentially, this 16-year-old kid was accused of raping a girl who was intoxicated. She was stumbling. She was slurring her words. She was at a house party with him in 2017. She went into the basement with this guy. She also suffered bruising and handprints from other guys slapping her on the backside, which she told her mother about the next day. And this guy who was accused of raping her, I think we can pretty much say he did, he texted his friends, quote, when your first time having sex was rape. And he had pictures of her. He kept circulating video for months after this.
Where does knowledge come from in 16-year-olds? Where do they get this? Where do they pick this stuff up? I was 16. We didn't have any of that.
You know, I think if we knew the answer to that, I think that we'd be able to probably solve a lot of these types of crimes. I don't know.
Unfortunately, too, Doug, when you were 16, that probably did exist. I think maybe you weren't in that environment, but I'm...
You weren't that guy, but there are plenty of guys
there
who have been that guy.
There weren't text messages to celebrate it, sadly. No. There wasn't social media.
So he also filmed the incident and circulated the video for months after the incident. He also, the girl even asked him to stop circulating the video. She is identified in court documents as Mary. That is not her real name, but that's what they're calling her in the court documents. She and her family decided to press charges several months after
I'd like to have
incident.
5 minutes in a room with this kid.
I think a lot of people would. Yep. And so, essentially, his actions were deemed, quote, sophisticated and predatory by prosecutors. They wanted his case to be moved out of the juvenile court system so that he could be tried as an adult. But this ridiculous, stupid-ass judge said that this carrot, you cover earmuffs, you're going to hate this. So in his denial of moving the trial from the juvenile court to an adult court, the judge said that this teen's actions, that his actions were not predatory and not necessarily rape, because traditional rape cases involve, quote, two or more males involved, either at gunpoint or a weapon, clearly manhandling a person. That is his definition of rape. And so that is why this judge did not move it from the juvenile court. And this is exactly now why he's getting death threats.
Because what he's talking about in California is what I've been yelling about for years. You guys have heard me for the last year. When they reclassified crime in Southern, in California with Prop 47 and 57, they reclassified rape as a misdemeanor. Unless it's with multiple people or violent rape, what they consider to be violent when you're
but
using
you guys
a weapon.
With
a weapon.
On that law.
That is ridiculous. I'm sorry. Rape is rape is rape is rape, and it is not a misdemeanor. It should not be on par with stealing a candy bar.
Mm-hmm, I want to be. Exactly. I want to play the role of Hank Voight in an interrogation cage with these guys. You know who Hank Voight is?
No.
He's the guy in charge of the investigation unit on Chicago PD. He is tough. You don't mess with him. And that's the role I'd like to play with some of these little worms, and bring in my. I want to take my the thing we use to neuter bulls into the room with me. And a little operation.
That's fine, and I support that, oddly. But the problem, though, is these judges, Karen and I were just talking off the air about the Brock Turner case, too. You know, that guy, Brock Turner was a swimmer at Stanford.
The family.
He's the guy who raped an unconscious girl. Yeah, and then the judge also went to Stanford and said that he was from a good family, and that this shouldn't haunt him for the rest of his life, and blah, 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 and gave him, like, 2 months in jail. What about the victim?
What about us? Because we are electing these judges, and part of the reason they get elected and reelected even after stuff like this is that people don't do their research. They go in and they think it's cute and go, oh, I like this name. I like the name Betsy over the name Greg. I like this, or I like, you know.
With elections everywhere, people don't know who the hell they're voting for.
Right.
Fine, here's the other judge story. This is the story of a federal judge who this week has blocked what most people, even who don't like Trump, thought was a major White House initiative. Remember, was it, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Maybe it was further. It seems like it was fairly recent. When the White House announced they were going to cut the cost of prescription drugs and make the drug makers tell you what was actually in the drug. Remember that? This judge says no, because he's got Big Pharma on his side, or he's on their side, or whatever, however they paid him off. This judge says Trump doesn't have the legal authority to require drug makers to disclose prices in their advertising or what actually the contents of the drugs are.
So
those
stupid.
Bastards.
So dumb. So there's obviously some sort of precedent then that he's leaning on. Which is horrible.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. We've taken care of the judges. Some more people may crop up in our conversation right after these words here on the DJV program.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's WOOT.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's WOOT.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Time for you to challenge your old beliefs and learn new ones here on the DJV program. 47 after the hour with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. The story of Tia Gambrell E. Rizzeri, I believe, I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y. She has been a trained diver, former lifeguard, swimming instructor, so she knows about swimming. She is 37 years old, learned how to swim when she was 8. She was out swimming in the Gulf of Mexico, and somehow she lost her. She couldn't figure out where she was. The currents were dragging her around. There was a big storm. She was off of Turner Beach, and this current pulled her down, dragged her under, and she was drowned. She was pronounced dead. And 18 minutes later, she woke up. She came to. She said, "I'm a certified lifeguard and diver, and I couldn't make it to swim to shore." She's still in the hospital recuperating. But imagine being pronounced dead. She got two children.
Jeez.
They were out of town. She just went to the beach, had a little fun. The weather was absolutely great, and then it turned fast to a big storm, whipped up the currents. She was about 4 football fields offshore, so she's a strong swimmer. But she got caught up in things and just went right down.
I don't care how strong a swimmer you are. Going off that way by yourself is just
400
not smart.
Yards
yeah,
offshore?
That's yeah. not smart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really actually
wow.
pretty idiotic.
Yeah.
Did she have any weird afterlife experience that she's talking
well,
about?
She hasn't talked about that. The thing that there was no... Everybody, she was pronounced dead. So they panned, no, and then she starts breathing again after 18 minutes on the shore.
That's did they do brain damage, right?
Yeah. I would have thought she had brain damage. It doesn't look like she does, though. She's talking straight. What'd you say, Kara?
I asked if they did CPR on her. Otherwise, it didn't make any sense why she would just magically come back.
She started breathing again. Yeah. Just imagine being in that position, though, and being able to tell the story afterwards. God love her.
Jeez.
Melania. No, I can't tell that story now because I don't have time, right? Because it's 10 before the hour. One story per segment. That's all we have time for. 10 before the hour. DJB time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time now for us to be focused on your good health. Why not? It's good. That's an aspiration to have. Good day, health. And Dr. Jack Stockwell here to continue the tradition of focusing on sometimes one story, two stories. And so here's, as we dig around, there's always something new from the research department. The fact that we can go out this time of year, especially, Jack,
yeah,
and be in nature and go to the woods and go to the parks and go to the beach. We're just talking about that. So what do you have that is related to how we enjoy ourselves in the summertime?
Well, there's a report out of the University of Exeter, which is in the southwest area of England, and it was published in Scientific Reports, funded by the National Health Research. It's like the NIH of England.
Yeah. Right.
And they said that they found that, and they studied 20,000 people, and they found that people who would spend at least 2 hours in nature a week were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being than those who didn't visit nature at all during the average weekend.
Or weren't exposed to it at all.
Yeah, and the 120 minutes was critical because they didn't find any benefits for people who went to the natural town parks, woodlands, county parks, beaches for less than 2 hours. And it didn't have to be 2 hours at a time. If it was just 2 hours over a seven-day period where they were just out there and I don't know if they're listening to the birds or watching the grass grow or just smelling the oxygen from the trees or whatever it was, if it was at least 2 hours a week, they had a significant... Now, significant is a big word when it comes to research.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like they were more likely to report. No, they were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being. And I think, as you pointed out there to begin with, this is the time of the year to really take advantage of that. Now, it doesn't have to be summertime. It just has to be out in nature.
Well, a lot of people love winter activity,
yeah.
Whether it's skiing. I don't even want to wash my mouth up with soap, but 6 months from now we'll be skiing, or you'll be ice skating, or you'll be whatever the things are. Maybe you go hunting or whatever that whatever you do. In the
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the Intermountain West, especially Utah. Mm-hmm. The winter sports and the winter enjoyment and the hiking and the camping, even in wintertime with these mountains.
Yeah. All you have to do is go out your back porch after a snowstorm, and you can slide down the mountain.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we had more snow this last winter. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. We had more snow this last winter than several winters put together. But this is, you know, this is a great idea.
Who's my friend who's now every chance he gets taken off to San Diego? Who's that guy?
Yeah, well, it's
every
summertime. It's summertime.
Right.
The beach.
The living is
easy. There's not a whole lot of beach here. The beach here is the Great Salt Lake, and you see it once is enough for a thousand years.
You get really itchy, you go. It's like going to the Dead Sea. It's the same thing.
Well,
in
it is.
Israel. It's the same.
High salt.
It's
well, this area out here is the bottom of the bathtub. So for you know, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, everything kind of moves in this direction because we're the low spot till you get past the Sierra Nevadas into California.
Yes, in many more ways than one, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Green space, though, seriously, not to, this is a very important, being in nature, understanding how nature works on your physicality, the photosynthetic process, getting bad gases out of the air, having the ability to breathe that pure oxygen, which you can appreciate. People say, oh, the air is better here. Literally, it is better there. It really is. You're not being facetious. It is better there.
Yeah.
So, good report. Thank you. Here's a report for people who have... My niece just found out the other day she had metastatic breast cancer. She's 40, same age as Megan, so like 44. If you're told you got cancer, what do you do? What do you think? What are your friends and family doing for you? You have alternative choices. Jack and I are always talking about alternatives to mainstream medicine. But the best way to find out what to do is to inform yourself. There's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X, you'll read all about it. The website, go to 714xbook.com and make an informed decision when it comes to cancer and you want to beat it. This is a book you need to read. That's it. Just read it. Figure out for yourself. Do no harm with Harmless 714X. Use the code DJV for some bonus material and a generous discount on the book. 714xbook.com is the website. The book is Do No Harm. Use the DJV code and to get a good deal. Learn. Education, very important for people who are facing health challenges. 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.